summer kitchen or something?
Well, I've seen those summer kitchens. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law and father-in-law had one. Mm-hmm. But they're not very practical, because people, if they're going to have a kitchen, why, they usually have just one kitchen. And unless you had two, a winter kitchen and a summer kitchen, why, it's not very pleasant in the winter time.
Sure, you freeze, I guess. Did you ever have one of those little rooms off the side of the kitchen that you put like canned goods and plates?
We had a closet mm-hmm. that we kept our canned stuff in, and sometimes made little shelves. This shelf here, clear on down to the floor, and set the canned goods on it. But we had quite a lot of canned goods. We had canned peaches, blackberries, pear preserves, just everything you could think of. I can't ever remember getting through with lunch every day at our house that my mother didn't have a big pan, a kettle full of fruit to set on the stove and make preserves out of. And they would cook all the afternoon and they'd be done. Mm-hmm. But she wouldn't let the fire go out before she had put in more wood and started get the stove real hot. We had one of those great big iron ranges, mm-hmm. wood range. You could burn coal in it too. But we always had, and especially through the summer months, we always had a kettle of preserves, pickle, or jelly, one on the stove after lunch.
Can you tell me how to make preserves? I don't know anything about or jelly.
Well, you have to peel the fruit and cut it up in pieces the size you want. Mm-hmm. And proportion your sugar according to the number of pounds of fruit you have. Uh-huh. And put the sugar over the fruit and it draws the juice out, and there'll be as much juice that comes up over the fruit.
Yeah.
And that juice cooks until it's syrup. Mm-hmm. And that's preserved. Oh. And figs are especially good that way, and peaches. Peach preserves, pear preserves are especially good. Mm-hmm. Or pear pickle are just about as good as the preserves, I think. We used to serve them for breakfast, a big dish full.
In your old house or this house, did you ever have a room where you stored just odds and ends and things?
let me see, what did they call those? I can't think of a name right now, but I think everybody does that.
Yeah.
You can't keep your house looking decent hardly unless you do have somewhere to put it. Now, my back porch, my son had a store, mm-hmm. clothing, men's, women's, and children's clothing store uptown. And he retired. He's retired at 62, you know, you can do that all the way till you're 65. But you don't get as much Social Security if you retire at 62 as you do at 65.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had lots of stuff left over from the store. And he's got a lot of it stored on the back porch out there. It's a glazed-in porch. And he's got a lot